100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. We got some stories here on the topic of values, and I'm going to go ahead and share them with you if you'd like to hear them.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called He's Back. He's back. He looks like he's really pleased to see us. Morning. Oh, sorry I've been away so long. I hope you've all been well looked after. It's time I explain things properly. I think it takes a near-death experience to make you reassess your values and appreciate what you've got and what you perhaps could have. Please, come upstairs and get comfortable. I wasn't planning on having that car accident, so this explanation apology is long overdue. He's exuding charm and care. We've spent months in his basement, but he's acting as if we've just popped over for tea. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge 937 with a prompt of values. Here's my story. A shocked expression flashed on Officer Sheepdip's face. Before she could close the door, Bilbert shouted, "Mom! Dad! I'm in here!" The door slammed shut. Having been led through the office to the interrogation room, Bilbert knew his parents must have heard him. His parents burst into the room, and seeing him handcuffed to the table, his mother turned on Vadesh. "What are you doing to my son?" Vadesh stood, an embarrassed smile on his face. "Ma'am, we're only having a friendly chat. I assure you, our agency values citizens' rights and would never think to infringe upon them." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Comfort and quality. The true values of a traditional railroad company. And then there was Herbert, the old man who was the new employee. He made everyone's lives as difficult as possible. When he kicked a passenger's backside out of the train for complaining about everything, everyone was horrified. Why wasn't he fired immediately? And then they received a letter. He owned the company and gave all employees a share of it. And he did so because he realized that dealing with the public was a pain in the... comfort and quality, yes, but also respect for the staff. There. And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Let's play a game. You're on a crowded lifeboat, and some of you need to be thrown overboard, or none will survive. Your task is deciding who lives and who dies, based on the perceived values, skills, and benefits they bring to the group. It's not an exact science, but I'm sure there's plenty of fun and interesting discussion to be had. And, at the end of the day, it's the greater good that matters, not the needs of the individual. Except for my needs. Which is why, you're all in the lifeboat. And I'm still on board the ship.
night, people. Tom here. And I've got two stories for you. I'm closing in on my backfill. Only 20 more to go. Half a year. Drop in the bucket. First story. A man's reach should exceed his grasp. What Timmy valued was the last square of property in the worst street in London, which had the worst meat pies in London. But you could get a close shave upstairs. The value of the tiny plot of filth was small, but the owner of said plot was adamant in retaining it. Timmy had exhausted all reasonable courses of action. Driven to dark metaphysical option, Timmy summoned the likes of the company founding father and his 16 feet of chains and chests. This should have done the trick. But Marley took a liking to the owner. They had tear regularly. Damn. Second story. Prompt 853. Evidence. We think in centuries. For centuries, philosophers tied themselves in knots trying to find the evidentiary underpinning for a supreme being. Investigation into origins of this question often led into speculation about the nature of a power much greater than ourselves. This led to speculations about God. More specifically, arguments designed to establish the existence of God with the use of unaided reason. Example, first cause argues that there are events that occurred now and these must have been caused. However, for there to be events now, there must have been a first cause. That is God. In the end, evidence just wasn't there. Bupkis. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. All day long, every day, I stare at spreadsheets, tracking the values of assets and projecting profits and gains based on historical performance. Sounds really boring, right? Believe me, it is. It's a job. And the pay is okay. I guess that's how it goes for most of us. We can't all be brain surgeons and astronauts, right? It's just a case of grin and bear it, and pretend it's better than it is. So, when I tell people I work at a chocolate factory, and they say, "Wow! Awesome! A real-life Willy Wonka," I just smile and agree. That's about it for now. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
She held true to her values. Buried in her white gown, flowers in her hair, untouched, unloved, found surrounded by books, poetry in so many languages, could she understand a word of it? Paintbrush in her hand, a canvas on the easel. Where was the paint? They asked. Some say she painted with her tears, dabbing the brush to her cheek, the canvas, over and over. Invisible skies, invisible flowers, invisible wind. Paintbrush in her hand, head down, as if she were asleep. A wisp of hair across her face, a gentle smile, as if she just told a joke.
And there you have it. All of this week's stories on the topic of values. Now, if you're taking a little time to get something in or a story's been caught in your outbox, go ahead and send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. But until then, the next topic will be total security. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for all that you need for links and this and that. And until next week, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.